I call this meeting House Military Veterans Affairs to order. It is 1:16 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th. We're in the Gruenberg Room in the Capitol. And with me, I have Representative Carpenter, Representative Groh, and myself, Chair Wright. Let's see here. I'd like to thank Ms. Talia Ames with the Juno LIO for moderating today's meeting. Aim high, Ms. Ames. Go Air Force. I'll never say that any other time. Booyah Navy. Only for you. I'd like to also thank Ms. Lori Rowland with House Records. Thank you for documenting today's meeting. We have two items on the agenda. First, we will start with a presentation from the City of Alaska Mayor, Mr. Vince Tudikoff, on Vietnam War Native Land Allotments. Mayor Tudikoff, please put yourself on the record and proceed with your presentation.
Thank you very much. My name is Vincent Tudikoff, Sr. With me, I've got Nick Lacanoff, and the mayor for the City of Alaska that I mentioned. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. We, both Nick and I, served in the Navy. I was in 67 to 71. We were in
68 to 71.
We returned home and was unaware of the process that was going on until about 2 or 3 years ago. They authorized Native veterans land. Our problem here in the Unalaska and in the Aleutian Islands, across the board, there is no land available. Most of it is fish and wildlife land. We have some state lands here. Most of those are airports. And so out in Unalaska, there's no land available. The Unalaska Corporation, this is a village corporation, received 115,200 acres, which took in most all of the prime spots to have a fish camp or a Native veteran allotment application. It's not allowed. I filed myself 6 different times with the BLM on an application. Each area that was available for selection was rejected due to an underlying claim from either a corporation, a state, or private interests. We are now selecting land up in Bristol Bay, just north of Naknek. We are awaiting confirmation on that selection. Both Nick and I are side by side along with 3 others. Alaska has 10, 11. We have 11 Native veterans that were in Vietnam from Unalaska. And of that group, there's just 4 of us left out of that group. The rest of them have passed away due to age or sickness. I'm not getting any younger. I'm 75 years old. And I would like to see this process. I know the state, I would like the state to open up some lands out here in the Aleutian Islands. And possibly Nick and I would select some land. But appreciate the opportunity. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions from members on the committee? Actually, I have one for you, Mr. Mayor. It's good hearing your voice again. We met not too long ago last year, and I really enjoyed that visit. Hey, I do want to ask you, how long have you been working on this?
Well, I think we're going on, fourth year? Third or fourth year? Yeah. Third year. Yeah, because the deadline for it is 5 years after the original application process started. My understanding, and I went on the internet a couple of days ago, over 3,000 people, Native veterans, have filed. They've only certified, I believe it was 51
and the rest of them are pending or in the process of being surveyed or reviewed by the BLM.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, just a quick follow-up. How long does the process usually take folks who've been successful at getting it done?
Well, my understanding is that there's some, they're not on any selected lands or they're available lands according to the BLM map. Usually it should only take, with the survey, that's the longest part is getting out to the site and doing a survey, which they usually do in the spring and summer. So I'm thinking 3 months, 4 months.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I do. Mr. Mayor, could you please identify the second individual with you?
Yeah, his name is Nikolai Lukanov. He's also from Unalaska. He's a Navy veteran. If you have questions for him, you could ask him. He's sitting here.
Mr. Mayor, do you mind spelling his last name for the record?
Lekanoff.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Well, Mr. Mayor, I appreciate your time and appreciate you coming out and testifying and making us aware of this. And I want to give a special thanks to your representative, Mr. Bryce, Representative Bryce Edgman, for bringing this to our attention and getting us in contact as well. Thank you. Is there anything that we could do for you right now at this moment? I know this was purely about awareness, so we just want to make sure if there's anything else we could work on or do, that we're doing that.
Well, any help would be vastly appreciated by those of us that are sent in applications. I could give you my direct phone line, my cell phone, if need be, to get on or discuss this in the future.
Yes, we could take that off the record. That way folks will disseminate it to the folks on the committee as well. So they'll have an opportunity to reach out if they feel necessary. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I really do appreciate your time.
I appreciate all the work that you're doing there for us, for us veterans, and look forward to talking to you some more.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take a brief at ease. I call this meeting of House Military Veterans Affairs back to order. All right, so we'll get right back into it. We have SB 154 military contract preferences from Senator Wilkowski's office. This is our second hearing on the bill. My office has received no amendments. So before I look to the will of the committee, are there any final questions from the committee? Let the record reflect Representative Sandler's join us. Seeing none, I would look to the committee for a motion.
Chairman Wright, I move that we report Senate Bill 154, Work Order 33-LS0545/B from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 154 is reported from committee. Perfect timing, Senator. We will take a brief at ease to sign the committee report. Military Veterans Affairs is back on record. Let's see here. Rep. Rauscher, would you like to make some comments?
Yes, I would. So I have had the pleasure of being a part of this capital here, and for a long time I've had somebody assist me, and who's made that a very enjoyable, a very easy, a very comfortable time for my stay here at the Capitol. And she's worked very hard. She's worked. She's an excellent help. She's been. Been somebody I can count on, whether I lost my car keys or whether I'm, whether I can't find the notes for whatever I'm supposed to be ready for, whether I ate enough today or, those are all important things that we take for granted, that we sometimes forget and we trip over, and there's somebody there to catch that for us. And at this time, I just want to thank my staff, Abby St. Clair, for the rides to the airport, rides from the airport, getting my schedules correct, getting my airplane flights correct, correcting the ones that I made, getting my car rentals organized for me, and my paperwork, my books, my floor binder. My gosh, it says 3 inches thick, and every time I open it, it's got everything I'll ever need. And that's why I ask a few questions on the floor, because I've got everything that I need to understand what it is that we're doing. And I just want you all to say thank you, Abby, with me. And she's going to be parting this year. And this is her last year at the Capitol. Her and Steve are moving on to other places. And I just wanted the chance to say thank you, Abby. We have a card or something, don't we, to give her? I think.
Yes, of course.
Ah, good.
So, anyway, appreciate it. Thank you, all the viewers, for your indulgence, and we really appreciate you, Abby. Happy trails. That concludes our agenda for the day. We invite everyone to stay after we adjourn to celebrate with Miss Abby St. Clair in her retirement. If there is no other business, this will be the last Military Veterans Affairs we will have for this session.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Chair. You've done an excellent job.
It's been an absolute pleasure to serve with y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is 1:38 p.m. We have adjourned.